Hello, I'm Jonathan Kay, Professor of Medicine and Director of Clinical Research in the Division of Rheumatology at UMass Memorial Medical Center and the University of Massachusetts Medical School, both in Worcester, Massachusetts. Welcome to my Medscape blog. Nowadays, we have many very effective biologic therapies for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. We have 5 TNF antagonists, an inhibitor of T-cell co-stimulation, a drug that interferes with IL-6 binding to its receptor, and a drug that depletes B cells. How do we as clinicians choose among these various therapies? This brings up the issue of comparative effectiveness trials. Previously, Axel Fink and colleagues published data from the Swiss Biologics Registry looking at 100 patients who were previously inadequately responsive to one TNF antagonist and who were switched by their physicians in a non-blinded fashion and non-randomized manner to either a second TNF antagonist or rituximab. At 6 months, patients who were switched to rituximab had greater improvement in rheumatoid arthritis disease activity, greater reduction in tender joints, and reduction in the erythrocyte sedimentation rate, but not in swollen joints, compared to those switched to a second TNF antagonist. This study has the limitation of being non-randomized and open label. Subsequently, the ATTEST trial compared both adalimumab and infliximab, each to placebo in the same trial, but not directly to one another. This showed that each was greater than placebo, and in an indirect comparison in the same trial, neither was significantly better than the other. However, the first real comparative effectiveness trial was just published in Arthritis and Rheumatism. This was a trial conducted by Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Michael Weinblatt was the first author on the paper. This study compared abatacept 125 milligrams subcutaneously weekly to adalimumab 40 milligrams subcutaneously every other week in patients with active rheumatoid arthritis. Patients were not blinded as to their therapy, but the joint examiner was. In this study, the primary endpoint was at 52 weeks improvement in the ACR20, and the study was designed to be a non-inferiority study. This study, which is being conducted for 2 years total, reported the one-year data and showed that the primary endpoint of non-inferiority between the two drugs at 1 year was met. Secondary endpoints, including ACR50, ACR70, decrease in DAS28, improvement in physical function, and change in radiographic progression, all were non-inferior comparing abatacept to adalimumab. Now, this study is very important in that it showed that the kinetics of the two drugs were similar and the adverse event profiles were similar, comparing an every other week dosing regimen of adalimumab to weekly abatacept. Another comparative effectiveness trial, the ADACTA trial, was conducted comparing monotherapy with tocilizumab 8 milligrams per kilogram intravenously monthly to every other week dosing of adalimumab as monotherapy. Now, this is not the optimal dosing regimen for adalimumab, which is better dosed with methotrexate, but this study was designed as a superiority study comparing the higher approved dose of tocilizumab to monotherapy with adalimumab 40 milligrams every other week. This study met its primary endpoint of the ACR20 being superior for tocilizumab, which was about 65%, with that of adalimumab monotherapy, which was in the mid-40% range. Now, this study has not yet been published, but was presented by Cem Gabay in a presentation at the EULAR meeting in Berlin, and we look forward to the formal publication, which should be released, I hope, within the next year. I look forward to seeing this, and we'll discuss this in a future Medscape blog. Thank you very much for your attention.